this is Rocky from Sister Story and National Catholic Sisters Week.
Hi, Rocky. Good morning to you. Good afternoon from here.
I'm Rocky Pearson, and this is Sister Story Presents. In this episode, I will be sharing my interview with William R. Kelly. Kelly has shared some of his experiences as blogs on sisterstory.org. Seeing his excitement around sharing his stories, we offered him the opportunity to share those in interview for this podcast. He was glad to do so. So I called him and I asked him to share some of his stories about sisters he knew growing up.
My name is William R. Kelly, better known as Bill Kelly. Grew up in West Philadelphia back in the 50s. And I was very fortunate growing up there because for the 8 years of my grade school, I had sisters from the Sister Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Order. First 3 years I was at St. Louis School in Yaden, and then from grades 4 to 8 I was in Transfiguration School in West Philadelphia. The sisters that I had were all memorable, each in their own way. And they were just a joy. And some people say that, they thought they were harsh and hard on you and, not easy to get along with. I never found that to be the case. My mother used to say that she always thought that sisters were the happiest people in the world, and I tend to agree with her on that. One of the most interesting sisters I had was Sister Rose Angela, my fourth grade teacher. She was very old at that time, at least to me. And we were on the third floor of the Transfiguration School, no elevator. And this nun had all boys, so you can imagine she had her hands full with us. But she was strict, but she commanded the respect of all the boys in the room, and there were a lot of us. I think there was like 80 kids in our class. That's the number I remember. Anyway, Sister Rose Angela. And then in grade 5, I had one of my all-time favorite nuns, Sister Marie Angela. Sister Marie Angela was very young at that time. I figured it out that she was probably about 27 years old. All us guys wanted to be in her class, and I got lucky and got in there. Interestingly, since our school was growing, Transfiguration was growing at such a rate back then, and that would have been around 1953 or so, that they had to double up some of the classes. So this young sister was tasked with teaching grades 4 and 5 simultaneously in the same room. Originally, we were down in the auditorium. Then finally, we got separated and we got our own grade 5 class. But I used to think to myself, wow, this sister must be pretty smart if they want her to teach 2 grades at the same time. Also, she turned out to be the altar boy sister, at least that's what we called her. She was the sister who taught the prospective altar boys our Latin for the Latin Mass. And she assisted Father Cavanaugh, our pastor, in managing the, 70 or 80 altar boys that we had at that time. And it turns out that I found out that she later became Superior General of the Order. And she was down there in South America opening up schools and did all kinds of stuff. So interestingly, for my 70th birthday, my sister found out that Sister Marie Angela was still alive and out at the retirement home at Camilla Hall in Malvern, Pennsylvania. I couldn't believe it, so I called out there thinking, boy, I'd love to go visit her. I asked the gal that answered the phone if Sister was taking visitors, and the gal said, well, why don't you just call her on her number? So I did. And I called her, and I introduced myself, and she must have taught 25,000 kids in her career. But anyway, she consented for my wife and I to go out there, and we had the most delightful visit with her. I brought my 5th grade report card, and I brought my diploma, and I brought a picture of me as an altar boy, and just to prove that I wasn't kidding. So she was so great, and unfortunately she passed away about 2 years ago, and we were able to go to her funeral. It was an unbelievably solemn and great event. There were so many sisters there, I couldn't believe it. And my other most memorable sister was my 8th grade sister, Sister Mary Adelaide. Sister Adelaide was also really young at that time, probably about 28. It was her first year of Transfiguration. She was a very personable sister, and everybody liked her. She was kind of sentimental about all us kids, getting ready to leave and graduating. She also held college preparation classes for folks that, like me, who were taking classes to go to try to pass the entrance exam for LaSalle High School and St. Joe's Prep, where I eventually went. She brought a lot to the class, and when I got to the prep, I used to stop by and show her my report cards. And one of the things about sisters was that you always wanted to make sure that you were doing the right thing. And I always wanted to kind of prove it to Sister Adelaide. And I would visit her from time to time, and we would talk. The sad thing was she ended up leaving the order, which was a real loss for everybody because she was really one of the most terrific people. These nuns were all dedicated and hardworking and concerned for the kids, but they also expected us to toe the mark and do the work. And it was inspiring to see our some 26 sisters walking up the street to go to Mass, at morning Mass at Transfiguration. And since I was an older boy, I got to see that quite a bit. Another memorable thing was being invited to serve Mass for the nuns in their convent in the chapel. So it was just me and the priest and all these nuns. Needless to say, I was on my best behavior as an older boy and wanted to make sure I didn't mess it up. But they had so many impacts. They were great teachers. They were great motivators, and in both ways. If you didn't toe the mark, you knew about it pretty quick. But I found they had a very limited use of force. You know, once in a while the yardstick could come out, but very limited. They expected good behavior. They expected your homework to be complete. They expected you to have a good appearance. One day in sixth grade, Sister Marie Carmel commented that all us guys were buying these big clunky looking engineer boots. And she thought we were motorcycle riders or something, but we heard about that. and they expect us to be there on time. So they had an incredible impact, I think, on myself and all my friends and the kids that went to Transfiguration. It's a sad thing that they're not around anymore. But my wife and I were very happy when we went to her funeral to see hundreds of sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary there at the funeral and a lot of young ones. So maybe, you know, maybe things are going to turn around and we'll be able to have our grandkids enjoy the same opportunity we had to have these nuns teach us. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting about these nuns, you go see a little old lady, a little old nun, 87 years old or, you know, something, and you just say, oh, there's a little old nun. You don't know what accomplishments and what they did, opening up schools and stuff down in Peru, being the head of the whole order. We had a nun that was in our parish of Carmel. I think she was a Carmelite. She died recently. Her obit was unbelievable. She was an interpreter for Mother Teresa and Pope John Paul II, taught school in France, and here she is. They're wheeling in a wheelchair, come to Mass, you know, and you say, oh, nice little old nun. But she was a powerhouse. They're powerhouses, and you don't know it. And they don't really care if you know it, you know. And they're so happy. We do have some nuns at our parish now. we had the Sisters of Jesus, Our Hope, and they were just great. They have some dwindling, you know, enrollments in their order now. So we have some new sisters, and one of the sisters is Vietnamese, and she's delightful. And my brother was in Vietnam back in the 60s, and he is fluent in Vietnamese. And so I asked my brother to tell me how to say, good morning, sister, God bless you, in Vietnamese. Well, Vietnamese is a really difficult language. And so he drilled me on it. I didn't really do real well at it. And I saw a sister, I told her all about my brother, and I said, I asked him to teach me how to say good morning to you, and I hope I don't get excommunicated in case it comes out wrong. So we had a lot of fun with that, and so she and my brother, you know, right back and forth in Vietnamese. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so you never know, huh?
Right.
Bill Kelly obviously had many great experiences with sisters he knew growing up and learning in Catholic schools. So, inspired by Alicia Beyer and Pai Ying Bang's work on Here's My Secret, I asked him to simply state, in one sentence, how meeting sisters has inspired him.
So, for one of my coworkers' podcasts, she meets with all of the people who did the oral history project.
Oh, yeah.
And she asked them to, you know, talk about their experiences, and then she finishes the interview by asking them to finish a sentence for her. And I was wondering if I could have you do that, too.
Okay.
And the sentence, she starts it off with, because I met a sister, and then she leaves it open for them to finish the sentence.
Because I met a sister. I never lost the faith.
Thank you for listening. This has been Sister Story Presents. For more from Sister Story, go to sisterstory.org and be sure to check out our other podcasts. Here's My Secret, Set Apart, Curve Writers, Interpreting Sisterhood, and Be Inspired.